Here's the thing about adventure. It's never going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and track it down. And there's no better way to find it than behind the wheel of a 2024 Toyota Tacoma. With trail-hungry power, legendary capability, and head-turning style, the Tacoma is not for the sedentary. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And with all the toughness you could ask for, the Toyota Tacoma is the adventure you've been missing. Toyota, let's go places.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a game played at SAP Center at San Jose on December the 19th, 2024. A crowd of 12,517 fans were at the tank to witness a Colorado Avalanche come from behind 4-2 win over the hometown San Jose Sharks. Here's how it happened tonight. In the first period, Colorado entered the game 0 for their previous 15 on the power play, but with players like Cale Makar and Nathan MacKinnon, and as it turned out, Valeri Nichushkin, you knew that streak was going to come to an end at some point, but with Carl Grundstrom in at 3:07 for high sticking, here's how it happened. There's Rantanen carrying it down the wing, stops in the right wing corner, throws it back to Makar on the right point, slides it over to MacKinnon near side. MacKinnon now back to Makar, walks up to the slot, shoots one hard wide off of the end board, out in front, and it deflects home. It's 1-0 in favor of Colorado, and again, shooting the puck deliberately wide right in front of the goal there was Nichushkin, but Makar made the play, and it's 1-0 Colorado, so much for the 0-for-14 streak in the last five games. 3:40 the chime of it, Nichushkin's ninth, Makar and MacKinnon assisted, and it was 1-0 Avalanche. And that's how the first period ended. A couple of good saves on both sides from Mackenzie Blackwood, the former Shark, coming back to the tank for the first time since the trade, and Alexander Georgiev on the other side of the ice, stopping a couple of good ones too against his old teammates. Early in the second period, we got another view of how Macklin Celebrini can change the pace of a game, and that led to some big changes as the contest went on. Taves loses on the check there to Toffoli, poked in deep to the right corner, and there's Celebrini with it for San Jose. Wow, what a move! He slips under the D, it's in front of the net, and Kovalenko had it on a stick, couldn't pull the trigger, and it winds up behind the net. Taken back now, Kovalenko exchanges with Toffoli, to the point man now. Ruda to Thrun, to the middle, to Celebrini. He twists, he turns, he spins away from the check there on Girard. He spins again to his right, he stick handles, he shoots, Sokolov, save made by Blackwood. Macklin Celebrini putting on a show here in the early part of the second period. That really changed the momentum, that one shift by Celebrini, and then shortly after that, it was time for Carl Grundstrom to get the Sharks even. Down the left, and Granlund's got it. Moves into the offensive zone, gets knocked off the puck, but he cuts behind the net and just digs it free. What perseverance there by the Sharks as they get it out in front, and Ruda the drive, save, rebound, score! Carl Grundstrom gets his first goal in a Sharks uniform on the rebound of a great long shot by Jan Ruda, and Mikhail Granlund winning that battle in the corner, the key to it all, as the San Jose Sharks have tied this game 1-1 with 15:34 to go in the second period. Official time of that, 4:26. Carl Grundstrom, his first goal as a Shark, getting the reward for some hard work. Jan Ruda, a great shot down low on the ice. Got the rebound, kicked out. Luke Cunnan also assisting. And the guy that didn't get an assist, Mikhail Granlund, who won that puck, deserves a lot of credit. But that was an important goal at that point.
Yeah,
a
huge play, winning the puck battles along the boards, creating that play. And then Cunnan gets it to the point for Ruda. Ruda does a nice job of getting that puck to the net. Goes off the right pad of Mackenzie Blackwood. And right there on the doorstep, finding a way to bang it home, was Grundstrom, who makes no mistake.
But how about that Celebrini shift just before that, changing things around? I mean, we're starting to get really excited about what this kid can do.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, his ability to elude checks, to win battles along the boards against a really good team in the Colorado Avalanche, and find a way to affect the game in so many different ways.
The Sharks kept that pace up, and at 9:29 of the second period, they would take the 2-1 lead. The shot now goes wide for Cece from the point. Eklund couldn't play the carom off the inboard. Now, side of the net, Eklund shoots, and he scores! Job by the Sharks on this goal. William Eklund makes it 2-1 San Jose at 9:29 of the second period. Nice goal by Eklund. Cody Ciciu stepped in deep to make the play, got one assist, and Luke Cunning got his second assist. And the Sharks were in the lead at the end of the second period once again. But one of the reasons why they were in the lead was because of Alexander Georgiev in the nets in the final minute. Will Smith, what a lead pass. Kovalenko across the line to Celebrini. Back for Kovalenko in front of the net. It ricocheted off his skate with a minute to go in the period. Unfortunately, Ruta fans on the puck. Colorado's got a mini 2-on-1. Rantanen moving in, shooting it. There's a quick glove save by Georgiev with 50.3 seconds left in the period. Wow, you do that against a guy like Rantanen and you've done something, and Georgiev just did. And so it was 2-1 Sharks at the end of two, and for the fifth consecutive game, the San Jose Sharks had a lead as the third period commenced inside the Shark tank. This was their third straight game at home, however, in which they had a third period lead at any point, but unfortunately, it would all start to evaporate. Early in the third, the Sharks had a power play chance at 5:33 when Parker Kelly got a two-minute holding the stick penalty, but San Jose was not successful on the man advantage. And then, a turning point in the game when Barkley Goodrow, on a disputed call, was issued a holding penalty at 7:59. MacKinnon wins the faceoff for the Avs in the Sharks zone, and here comes Makar down the wing. He's checked all the way into the boards there by Barkley Goodrow, but a penalty coming up on Barkley. Looked like he grabbed onto his man, Makar, there in the corner. Goodrow does not like this one little bit, and he is voicing his displeasure, but Goodrow is going to take the penalty, and the Avalanche have a chance to tie the game on the power play at 7:59 of the third. Goodrow again, a few more choice words for Frederick Wakaye, the referee, and he takes a seat in the penalty box as the Avalanche big guys step out.
Can we say terrible call? It was actually Makar that was holding on to Barkley to get the call. It should have been holding on Makar. You got to have some awareness out there, and that's just a horrendous call with 12 minutes left in a tie, in a one goal game.
Colorado would come back, and Rantanen would get it for Colorado. Back to MacKinnon. Here he comes. Down the left to Colton. Cross the line. Drops it back for Makar. Cross ice. Far side of the ice. Rantanen back for Makar. Near side feed. MacKinnon had to stop it. Goes across the rink. Score! That's Rantanen getting it for MacKinnon. Game's tied 2-2. And Barkley Goodrow is going to give it to the official coming out too as he makes his way back to the Sharks bench. Mikko Rantanen, his 19th goal of the season from MacKinnon and Makar at 8:26, a power play tally, and you could tell that Barkley Goodrow was not happy about it. The Sharks weren't happy about it, but you can't do anything about it. You just have to go back to work.
Yeah, you got to continue to play, and it's just an unfortunate play in a moment where I felt like the referee should have a little bit more feel. 11 or 12 minutes left in the game. It's a one-goal game. That is not a penalty, and I think that, in fact, you should know that it was actually Makar was the one that was holding.
And so, at this point, it was 2-2. But then, the old Kividanta show would begin, and he would put the Avalanche in front with 6:54 to play. O'Connor lead pass down the left. Here comes Kividanta moving in, shoots and scores! Yo Kividanta! It looked as if Georgiev got a little piece of that, but the puck went up top. And that's a huge goal for Colorado, and here we go again. For the fifth consecutive game, the Sharks have had a lead in the third period. And for the fourth time, it's evaporated. Colorado 3, the Sharks 2. That was at 13:06 of the third. Joel Kividanta, his sixth of the year, from O'Connor and from Nichushkin. Colorado had taken control. A couple of minutes later, it would be Kividanta again. At 15:58, he would score his second goal of the period and seventh of the year, and that would just sew things up. Now Celebrini lost it. Getting it back. Lekkonen to the right shot. Score! Kividanta again makes it 4-2. His second goal of the third period, his seventh of the season, off a Sharks turnover in the defensive zone, and Colorado with 4:02 left leads it 4-2. Wow. Kividanta, his second goal of the game, seventh of the season, from Lekkonen and Casey Mittelstadt. Time of it, 15:58. That finished all the scoring, making it 4-2 Colorado. A couple of other notes during that third period. It would be Lekkonen taking a penalty for holding at 8:49. Nichushkin a tripping call at 11:54. The Sharks had three power play chances in total in the third. They did not score. They were 0-4 for the night. And that was a very critical factor in tonight's final result.
Yeah, they had their opportunities. I think that when your power play isn't able to cash in, then it's going to be tough to win hockey games. Very frustrating. I know the guys in that room and the coaching staff are going to be frustrated with the consecutiveness of not being able to close out games, but this is part of the process of this young group finding ways to win.
Well, a couple of statistical notes that are rather hard to swallow for the San Jose Sharks. In this game, they become the first team in NHL history to lose three consecutive games in regulation, all of them at home, by the way, after having a lead in the third period in each of those games. It's never happened before. It has happened this season. And one other note, the Sharks are winless in their last 11 games against Colorado, dating all the way back to May the 5th, 2021, when they won a home game here against the Avalanche. They've got one more shot at it. That'll be later in the season in Colorado on March the 6th. But the Sharks will probably be very eager to get back against this Avalanche team to try to get a victory against them before the season is over. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. Final score, Colorado 4, San Jose 2. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.